Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from AARP. We've got some news out of the White House this morning. The Trump administration is gearing up to launch a public push for Congress to pass a farm bill with work requirements for food stamps ahead of the election. President Donald Trump has enlisted Vice President Mike Pence to lead the push alongside Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. The farm bill, which includes renewal of food stamps alongside agriculture policy, is currently stalled in negotiations between the House and Senate. The White House is expected to make the case that there are jobs that need to be filled in America, so Democrats should accede to the work requirements for food stamps, something that they say has doomed the usually bipartisan farm policy legislation. Trump is expected to pick up this message in his stump speeches. House Democrats voted against the farm bill, and vulnerable Senate Democrats have held it up in negotiations. Of course, Congress is out until after Election Day, which makes the immediate renewal impossible. But the administration believes this to be a poignant political issue. On the campaign trail, the Chicago Tribune has a story up on House Majority Whip Steve Scalise visiting Representative Peter Roskam's district in the Chicago suburbs last night. If you'll remember, Roskam and Scalise ran against each other in a competitive race for whip in 2014, a race that propelled Scalise toward the top of the party. For your situational awareness for Hill residents, Whole Foods in the Navy Yard is opening today. The New York Times is reporting that while other Republican candidates have struggled to bring in campaign cash, President Donald Trump is stockpiling cash. He had $47 million going into this month in his campaign accounts. Trump's decision not to spend money on the midterms has frustrated some Republican strategists. Burgess Everett and Alana Shore report that a handful of Republican senators met yesterday to advance a half dozen of Trump's judicial nominees. The unusual move, with no Democrats present, just underscores how there's nothing that matters more to Republican senators than adding judges to the bench. Here's the latest on Jamal Khashoggi. The New York Times is reporting that U.S. spy agencies increasingly believe that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia is tied to his disappearance. While Nahal Tusi writes that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo could come to regret the friendly stance he took with his Saudi sit-down. And the Washington Post has published what will be Khashoggi's last column. The column was filed by the journalist's assistant a day after he was reported missing from Istanbul. Brent Griffiths and Nancy Cook have the download on White House counsel Don McGahn meeting with Trump for 20 minutes yesterday before he left the job. On the investigations front, CNN is reporting that Michael Cohen is meeting with prosecutors investigating the president's family business and charity. ABC News has a story up on how the special counsel is pushing Paul Manafort to disclose information on Roger Stone. Darren Samuelson reports that the judge has ordered Manafort to appear in court for his sentencing in prison clothes, rejecting Manafort's request to wear a suit during a hearing later this week. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president is meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at 10 a.m. At 2 p.m., he will meet with the South Carolina delegation in the Roosevelt Room. Then Trump will leave for Missoula, Montana. At 6:30 p.m. Mountain Time, Trump will attend a political rally and afterward fly to Phoenix, Arizona. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Today's episode is sponsored by AARP. The latest issue of Politico magazine series, The Deciders, takes a look at voters over 50 in Pennsylvania who are being crushed by the cost of healthcare. It doesn't matter if they are Republican or Democrat. They don't see hope for themselves or for future generations and are voting for help. View the latest Politico AARP poll results and read the latest issue of The Deciders at politico.com/thedeciders.